بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضر ضاج اسم باطنة. This is one of the ayats that was recited tonight. Where Allah Ta'ala says to us, leave out all sins. The worst thing in one's life is to commit a sin, and that is to go against the law of Allah Ta'ala, to show disobedience to Him. Until, unless a person does not have hate for sins, he has to have hate for sins to that extent that he does not want to commit a sin. Sahaba Ikram had this condition them that they should hate the sins. And that is what we are supposed to have in us. Don't do anything which will harm, will cause any harm to us, and invite the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala must protect us all. Now it's obvious that if you do not know what are the sins, then how you will keep away from sins? We take sins as in one, two things, and we think we kept away from sins. There's a very big list of sins that we commit, you don't even know that of. So one is the outward sin that you commit, to tell lies. Tell a lie is a very big sin. A person who commits tell lies all the time in his life, then whatever he does also will be lies. If you see the dream also, that's a lie too. No matter how big, what a great dream you may see, but that dream is no important at all, because he's got a bad habit of telling lies. Lies is a very big sin. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a mu'min does not tell a lie. Does not tell a lie. That's a very big sin that we have in us. Secondly, we commit is backbiting. Backbiting is something that we take it as nothing at all, but you do not know that it's a very, very big sin. It is that sin that washes away all of our good deeds. Man can work so hard to do everything good, but just by backbiting he loses all his good deeds away. Just imagine where you saw you give your enemy all your good deeds. Very important that you must keep away from backbiting. And in the month of Ramadan, too, especially in the month of Ramadan, more careful you must be that you must backbite about anyone. One is backbiting, one is slander. That's also that a person backbiting is a person who committed that wrong and you talk about him. And you're not supposed to talk. And one is slander, that he did not commit the sin and you making accusing him of a sin that he did not do. That's even worse than that too. We have these things in us. We commit those sins. Yet we read namaz, we keep fast, we keep nafil fast, we keep. We read Quran, but we do not understand that these sins are something that is causing harm to our good actions. We are losing out on the end, because we think that this is the most important thing, to keep away from all kinds of sins. As Allah Ta'ala says, وَغَرُوا دَوَلُوا الْإِثْمِ. Leave all sins out, whether inward sin, outwardly sin. So one side is telling lies, you deceive people, you cause harm to. You tell a lot of lies, fraudulence, all those things, you know, deceiving people is very common nowadays, you know. You cannot trust anyone at all, no matter who the person is. But because he's got the habit of deceiving people, he mislead people. So this is one of the sins that's called outward sin the person commits and then does not realize that. So he has to have this in mind, that he must keep away from all kinds of sins, not to mislead people. Breach of promise, breach of trust, all these are outward sins that you do, committing that you don't even understand. Committing zina, adultery is an outward sin, even that is very, very bad. Because all these sins we are committing, which we are not supposed to commit, Allah Ta'ala said that inward sin is something else now. That is something that many people are victim of it, because they do not pay attention and show no importance to it. The inward sins are those sins. You may find a person keeping away from zina. You may find a person keeping away from gambling. You may find a person keeping away from drinking. But that is well and good. But the inside sin, the inward sin, that if he have that, that is going to harm him more. Because one is the outside sin he keeps away from. The inside sin is this, that he must keep away from jealousy. Your jealousy for people. Allah Ta'ala gives someone lot of wealth, you cannot look at that person, you get burnt, you're not understanding, but you're getting burnt, it does not change that person's situation, position, Only thing that you make him become Allah Ta'ala says, this person is not happy with my decision. I given him all the wealth, but you're not prepared to accept that. So that is called jealousy, malice on people's heart, malice on this person, he's got everything, the best, I've got nothing, he's got a beautiful house, he's got a beautiful car, all you look at those things, they have malice. So one side you're reading namaz too, reading Quran, but look at this person, you feel very hurt, why he's got it, I haven't got it. So these things we got in us, which is not supposed to have that malice, malice too much, but why he's got this, why I haven't got it. Sometimes a person begins to think, I'm doing so much of namaz, I got nothing, and that person not in namaz and all that, he got everything. Now it's not your duty to worry about that. Allah Ta'ala knows what to give you, what not to give you. He knows why he's not giving you, he knows why Allah Ta'ala. So that malice and all, then pride is a very bad thing. A person has the slightest bit of pride, Allah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he's not going to Jannah too. There's a small bit of pride too. What is pride? Pride is to look down on others. You know, only person can have pride, Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala has the pride because Allah is everything. There's no fault in Allah Ta'ala. He's free from all faults and all defects. He can have pride. That Allah says, so that is my sheet. No one must come into my sheet. Why are you having pride for? If you got knowledge on you, that doesn't mean you must have pride, but tomorrow Allah Ta'ala can take that knowledge away from you too. A person, you know, can be halfway to Quran. He knows the Quran so well. He cannot have pride for that too. I know of a person, I read this incident of a person. He was a good halfway and all that. He just got a stroke. His mouth was closed. He forgot the Quran. He forgot the Quran. He couldn't read the Quran too. So what pride do you have to do? But Alhamdulillah, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. People made dua slowly. When he started in Surah Fatiha, they began to celebrate for that too. So what pride you got for? Pride is only Allah Ta'ala. We are all supposed to have humility in us, humbleness, because everything that we got is Allah given to us. Allah can take it tomorrow. A person got money, he cannot have pride because that money can go away tomorrow. A person got knowledge, he cannot have pride, that knowledge can go away too. Everything that we got by us we are not the owners. Allah has given us. So what is given by us can be taken away tomorrow too. So we have to have fear all the time, with that money, with that knowledge, no matter how handsome you are, no matter how pious you are, piety also, no matter how pious you are, that pride Allah can take tomorrow too. So very, very careful in this matter. Pride is a very bad thing, jealousy is a very bad thing, malice is a very bad thing. All those things we must look into our lives, and how we can get rid of these things. You have to stay in the company of pious people. The outside is something like zina and all that, gambling and all that. That you can keep away from. Many people have kept away from all those sins, but they do not understand this inside sin they've got in them. For years, you find a person for years in namaz, everything. He is the age of 60 and 17, 80, but yet he's got pride in him. He's going to look down at him. That's why it's very important that we should sit in the company of pious people. And we have to learn to sit by them and try to reform ourselves. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhallazina وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ Now Allah Ta'ala is addressing those people who have taqwa in them. Taqwa. But it says, with all that taqwa, وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ Sit in the company of pious people. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala. We have to learn to sit in the company of pious people so that we become reformed, we become better Muslims, we become more closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ ولا عقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الامور الدنيا واجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره فاطر السماوات والارض انت ولي في الدنيا والاخره توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.